This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today is a very special guest. It's Mark Sangster, Vice President of Industry Security Strategies at eSentire. eSentire is the authority in managed detection and response, offering their proactive solution 724-365. Mark, welcome to the hot seat.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me here.
So eSentire is an innovator in MDR. You've broken it down into multiple categories. I used to talk about the three R's as read, write, and arithmetic, but responding to events, getting more proactive, remediating, and getting great results. Can you walk us through those things you do more innovatively than others?
Yeah, absolutely. At the heart of managed detection response, or MDR, basically means, as you said, right, on a turnkey basis, 24/7, we monitor our clients' environments, and we're looking for suspicious activity. And when we find something, we immediately investigate, and we'll contain it or block it to make sure that it doesn't become business disrupting. And a lot of people get confused in MDR about what the R stands for. So, you know, yes, it stands for the heart, the response, but we talk about MDR3 because it's also about remediation, and ultimately it's about results, right? So we can go farther. We're not just providing alerts. As I said, we're investigating, but after the fact, if there's been a significant event or we suspect that the threat actors involved may, you know, require that company to engage with law enforcement or a government agency, then we're there to support them through that, right? We have all the forensics. We've collected all that information in a sort of a chain of custody so that it could be used in any kind of legal activity if it came to it. But really, it is about the third R, which is the results piece, which is, you know, we're here to make sure those businesses don't end up in the headlines, right? That they don't have that kind of massive ransomware-based outage. And, you know, if you can't prevent that, then all that other stuff, the prevention pieces and identification and detection and so on, it really doesn't matter.
So, Mark, you're the author of the book, No Safe Harbor. Can you tell us a little bit about the book? And then it seems like that's the big problem you guys are solving, that it doesn't matter what vertical you're in, you're a target. It doesn't matter how big you are. In fact, SMBs to mid-markets get hit harder than the big companies, and they can't bounce back as hard.
Yeah, very true. And in fact, that was actually kind of the real driver behind writing the book was, you know, all these, we talk about these Fortune 500 companies and marquee kind of brands that gobble up all the headlines. And, you know, the sad truth is, as you say, right, it's the small and medium-sized businesses, they're the ones that bear the brunt of these kind of attacks. And because of these headlines, they kind of lull themselves into this false sense of security, right? Oh, I'm not a major, you know, hotel chain, or I'm not a major retailer or bank. So why would somebody want to target me? Or, you know, we work in a geolocation that no one's ever heard of, and these kind of, you know, sort of misconceptions. And the problem is, of course, you are a target. You do have something worth stealing. And that's why I wanted to tell some of those stories, right? To unpack them, not as a way of blaming, but more to look at all of the factors that went into those events so that we could then reverse engineer a model by which those, you know, small and medium-sized businesses could protect themselves. And really, that's what MDR was built for, right? That's what it was predicated on. And that's how it, you know, kind of evolved over time, was these major companies, you know, they have big security operations and massive budgets. And we know small companies can't replicate that. So we wanted to find a way of doing it at an economic scale that we could provide the same kind of class of service that those bigger institutions use, but at the same time, you know, fit that into a package, of course, that was palatable and reasonable for smaller businesses.
Now, the less noise, the better. The signal to noise ratio is a problem for a long time. You guys actually have a technology or an idea, a way of deploying MDR better than others, where you talk about multi-signal. Can you explain that a little bit and how that helps actually reduce the noise?
Yeah, absolutely. That is critical. So it's about two things, right? It's one, it's collecting enough information, right? And, you know, of course, that creates more signal. And then the fidelity piece of it is about eliminating all the noise to find the parts that matter, right? And a simple analogy would be, you open the aperture in a camera, you get more light comes in. So now I'm seeing your entire environment. So not just your network, but things like your endpoints, your cloud-based services, industrial IoT connections, and so on. But of course, that generates far more information, far more alerts. And that's where we've invested heavily in machine learning that helps us eliminate 99.9% of those false positives, right? Because the vast majority of them are false positives. And then we're looking for the real things. And why that's so critical is time is the most valuable commodity in an attack, right? The faster we detect it, the faster we identify that someone's in an environment and we can kick them out before they can do real damage, or in the case of ransomware, it metastasizes throughout the entire organization and then leads to one of those massive ransomware outages that we read about, that becomes the critical element, right? So by reducing all of that noise, by focusing on the signal, our security experts can dive in. They can do that, as I said, immediate investigation and take action as required. Otherwise, it's effectively you get this massive sunburn because, you know, you expose yourself to too much information too quickly. And unfortunately, the real threats get buried in all of that information.
So in a typical deployment, how long does it take for your clients to really get up to speed and for you guys to feel confident in your MDR capabilities that you've kind of given them a stable, safe, secure environment? And then, you know, when there is real noise, there is real hacking, how quickly do you react to that?
Yeah, absolutely. So from a setup kind of perspective or implementation, you know, that ranges from hours to days, really. But over the first few weeks of the engagement with the client, that's where we start to baseline. We can kind of normalize what that behavior looks like, right? So things like traffic patterns and sources and sinks and all that kind of information. And that helps us, of course, identify what is anomalous. But when it comes to the actual response times, we're doing this within seconds. So that initial triage, when we get an alert on the board within our security operations center, is about 35 seconds. And it typically takes about anywhere between 10 to 15 minutes to resolve. And what I'm talking about there is we've done the investigation, we contained or blocked traffic or isolated a host device, whatever it might have been, until we determined whether or not it was safe or it was malicious. And if it's malicious, we've taken that action. So, you know, we're talking minutes here. And again, when I go back to dwell time and threat actors being able to do a lot of damage in a very short period of time, that's why it's critical. So, you know, sometimes I'm frustrated when I read these, you know, bad actors were in the environment for, you know, 6 months or 9 months and whatever the average time is to, you know, to detection is ludicrous, because if they've been in there for months, think about the damage they've done, the data they've exfiltrated, the business operations, activities, and communications that they've been able to surveil in that time, right? That's incredibly confidential, proprietary information that they've effectively had, you know, open exposure to. And then, of course, when they decide to detonate with a far more nasty attack, like let's say a ransomware shutdown, it's too late. And that's why, you know, like I said, this is about seconds and minutes. This is not about days or weeks or months.
Mark, can anyone afford you? Are you deployed only for large enterprises or Fortune 1000? Do governments or even municipalities or schools or hospitals, like what's the sweet spot? And how quickly can you onboard maybe your smallest client, and how quickly can you onboard your biggest client?
Yeah, I mean, in some type cases, we've onboarded in, like I said, the next day when we've seen something happen and we know that we want to respond immediately. So, you know, we're in that, you know, kind of that close to engagement and something does happen and, you know, we want to jump in and protect them. Typically, our client bases range from an employee size, as an example, anywhere from, you know, 25 to 25,000 employees. Now, our sweet spot is more in that kind of 250 to, let's say, several thousand employees, that kind of mid-market. And when it comes to the deployment, comes to that kind of detection, it really, you know, there's this other factors, right? As the organization gets larger, they typically tend to have more locations, they have more complexity in their environment and so on. So, you know, there certainly are factors there, but it is a rapid deployment from that perspective. And across industries, you know, it's kind of all of them, right? We started in finance, but we evolved into things like legal services, healthcare, manufacturing, and those tend to be the top attacks. But, you know, we also work in business services, municipalities, education, and so on. So there really isn't a limit here, because at the end of the day, regardless of what kind of business you operate in as a mid-market player, you know, you have assets that are worth stealing. You have a reputation to protect. And as we said, you know, kind of at the beginning of this conversation, you don't have the same level of wherewithal and access to resources that those larger institutions do. The way I like to talk about this is, you may be a small company, but you have big company problems in today's threat landscape.
Are you guys also kind of like the virtual CISO or the CISO augmenter? If I need one or I need some help to really get programs in place that are consistent?
Absolutely. So, you know, at the heart of what we do is the MDR service, and that would really be our central pillar. But there are two others. And one of them is the advisory services, the risk management and risk advisory services that we provide throughout vCISO. So for those smaller companies that maybe aren't quite ready to have a C-level security individual in play, but, you know, they've got a good stable of, you know, technically capable individuals, we can help, you know, map out what a strategy looks like. Or if they have to deal with a new regulation because they've moved into a new market or brought on a new client, as an example, we know what those look like. We have a lot of experience. We have run books for those. We know how to map to those, and we can help them with that. And then that third pillar, of course, that I'm just going to touch quickly just to complete the story is incident response. And that is ultimately, if you require a retainer for, let's say, a regulatory reason for compliance, or it may also be something like a client requirement, we're there for that. In those rare, extremely rare cases where it does require a deeper dive, then we provide that service as well, like I said, where we will go full life cycle, right from the event itself, right through the end of litigation or a criminal investigation if that's required.
That's amazing. Mark, is there anything you want to share with our viewers and listeners that we haven't covered today?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, one of the, you know, and again, I'm going to talk of, sort of in an emotive way about one of the things I do find frustrating is that, you know, the headlines and sort of the general perception is that many of these small companies don't think they're a target because they don't get focused on in mainstream media. And that's not true. But the second thing that I hear a lot of times is when these big ransomware attacks occur or other forms of cybercrime as well, is that kind of like, well, we didn't see anything, right? There was no way of stopping it. We didn't know what was going on until this, you know, ransom message popped up on our computers and our systems were down. And that's simply not true. There are a lot of little subtle indicators that have been going on, right? You're being phished. That's increasing. They may be scanning your environment and you can detect that as well. And even when they get in, they're often using stolen credentials. They're using your own defenses against you. And all of those things leave footprints and fingerprints and motion on CCTV cameras, you know, in sort of in a cyber sense. And we detect those little things. That's how we're capable of stopping them before they turn into these massive business disrupting type of events. So this isn't about futility. This isn't about, you know, we're not a big utility or big government player, so it doesn't matter. You are a target and you can stop these criminals before it's too late.
There is no safe harbor, and that's why we need eCentire. So Mark Sangster, Vice President of Industry Security Strategies at eCentire, you made it through my hot seat. I really enjoyed this interview. You're at a great company and authority in managed detection and response and some other great services, ultimately getting one step ahead of the next threat, which is what we really need to do, everybody. And nobody is too big or too small of a target lately. So with that said, where would we send our viewers and listeners today?
Yeah, I'd encourage you to go to eCentire.com. We've got lots of good resources there. There's a lot of case studies and many of them fit your profile. So if you're looking, you know, if you're a law firm or a healthcare institution or a manufacturer, take a look on that site, read the latest security bulletins, because you'll see that our bulletins are coming out before those stories hit the mainstream media. So it's a really good sort of intelligence resource and also gives you an idea of what you can do to protect your business.
That's great, Mark. Thank you, folks. Go to ESENTIRE.com. Thank you, Mark.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.
Cyber Defense TV and Cyber Defense Radio have launched 24/7/365 live streams. Visit them online today at cyberdefense.tv and cyberdefense.radio with your host and globally recognized cybersecurity expert and my good friend, Gary Milewski.